coming up on episode number 454. It's another All Request Sunday night with a set of music featuring duets. Also, you'll hear covers of the Arctic Monkeys, Bob Dylan, and a very special surprise guest for trivia. Stick around to see who it is. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It's April 27th. 2008. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another edition of the All Request Show, where I play the things that you've asked me to play. And I don't play anything else, just the stuff that you've asked me to play. I don't get to pick. I don't get to choose. I don't have any say in the matter. It's all dictated by you, the listener. Whether you've emailed, called, or posted something on the forums or in the comments at coverville.com. Let's go ahead and jump right into things with a cover by a group called Baby Charles. Brand new cover, and it doesn't sound like a brand new cover. Ludwig recommended this, and I love it. I want to hear more from this album because it's got a very authentic 70s funk sound. It's Baby Charles with a cover of the Arctic Monkeys' I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor.
I bet that you look good on the dance floor, dancing to electro pop like a rock. good morning, Brian. This is Pat in Wisconsin listening to the Dave Edmonds cover story. Now, last night I listened to the, I think it was just an all-request show, but you had the Musically Challenged that was thematically Rock and Roll High School, which does get, it's an odd movie. It's a fun movie. It's an interesting movie. If you're into the Ramones, I think you'll like it, but it's a bit, very cheesy, very campy. But you and Tina take a watch of it. I think you may enjoy it here later in life. You mentioned that when you first saw it, it wasn't that great. And it's not exactly an Academy Award winner, but it's got cool Ramones stuff in it. Anyway, it may come up later, but I was just so excited with the Dave Edmonds cover story. I wanted to call and congratulate you and thank you. I don't know if you've done a Nick Lowe cover story or not. If you haven't, that would be one I would love to hear. I would love to hear And So It Goes. That's a tune that Nick Lowe did, and it's also on the soundtrack for Rock and Roll High School. And kind of watching part of Rock and Roll High School a couple weeks ago, I picked it up on iTunes, and it's really a fun one. So anyway, keep up the great work, as usual. And I always hear requests from Australians and New Zealanders. You must have a huge market share there, so congrats. But I enjoy listening to the show, and actually I just got a Coverville t-shirt, so I'm a proud owner now. See you later. Bye-bye.
Struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. You find the street light, he steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo, you nearly gave me a heart attack." He's underneath the window, she's singing, "Hey, la, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it?" Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet that you exploded in my heart. And I forget, I forget movie song. When you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet? Come up on different streets, and both are streets of shame. Both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream is just the same. Then I dream your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I were just another one of your deals? You can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, "Oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him." Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, "I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. And there's a place for us." You know the movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong. Talk like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you, and all I do is miss you in the way we used to be, and all I do is keep the beat, the band company, and all I do is kiss you through the bars of Orion. Juliet, I do the stars with you anytime. Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. And there's a place for us. You know the movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong. Struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. You find a convenient street light, steps out of the shade, says something like, you and me, babe, how about it?
Now, I'm going to be totally honest that I did not like that version the first time that I heard it. My complaint was that it sounded too much like the Dire Straits original. But I gave it another couple listens, and based on recommendations by Eric in Raleigh and David from LA, gave it another chance. And I got to say, I like it a lot better the more I listen to it. I think it's just the fact that knowing the Killers' other music, or knowing what I know, I don't know a lot of other songs by the Killers other than probably the big hits, but I thought that they'd take it in a different direction, and that version sounds a little bit too much like the Dire Straits original, not enough like the Killers, but again, that's my own opinion. Your mileage may vary. That was the Killers from their 2007 album, a collection of B-sides and rarities called Sawdust, with their cover of Romeo and Juliet, a song that is, I definitely admit, is growing on me. And I don't know if I've mentioned this recently on the show, but Dire Straits' original version of Romeo and Juliet is my absolute favorite cover song, or, I'm sorry, favorite song of all time. And there was a very strange coincidence that it did end up on this year's Coverville Countdown as a number one track. Okay, we got something weird happening with the printer. We're going to ignore that for right now. Pat from Wisconsin had that kind of interstitial in the middle there, his voicemail about the Nick Lowe, about the Dave Edmunds cover story. I did do a Nick Lowe show. It was episode number 192. I don't think I had a cover, and I still don't think I have a cover of And So It Goes, which would have been a great one to play because it was Nick Lowe's very first single on Stiff Records. I will keep looking for that. And Pat, thank you for picking up a Coverville t-shirt. And we started the set off with I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor by a group called Baby Charles. That was a recommendation by Lodwick. That comes from their brand new self-titled album, Baby Charles, which has a very authentic 70s funk vibe to it. Very, very cool. Check it out. Coverville, as always, is sponsored, well, not as always, at least for a few shows a month, is sponsored by Bluehost.com. Again, great customer service. As a matter of fact, I do have an email from a listener. Could you hand me those papers out of the printer, Tristan? Thank you. I do have an email from a listener. It was Greg in Leesburg, Virginia, who opened an account with Bluehost last week using the link from Coverville, thank you, and he wanted to let me know that the folks are every bit as good as I claimed. I'm reading from his email now. The support is fantastic. Calls to sales or technical support are answered quickly and completely by some very nice people who live in this country. I couldn't be happier. No-nonsense service and inexpensive first-rate site tools and excellent support. Bluehost is wonderful. I moved two sites to Bluehost from a different provider who I would rate an F, and Bluehost is an A, so it is quite a change for me. Absolutely no BS. I really like these guys, so thanks for the tip. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate getting a testimonial from you for the service from Bluehost, and I absolutely second that. Of course, their services are great. Their offerings, their features, 1,500 gigabytes of hosting space, 2,500 POP or IMAP email addresses, host unlimited domains on one account, and 15,000 gigabytes of transfer per month. All of this for $6.95 a month. Please use the link on coverville.com in the show notes or on the right side of the page when you sign up, and that gives me a little bit of a kickback. Alrighty. Let's continue on. I promised you some duets. Let's get to the first of those. This one was huge with the Coverville audience. A lot of people requesting this one. Maria from Philly, Steve also from Philly, and Emily from California all found this Constantine's version of Islands in the Stream that had guest vocals with Feist. A cover of, it was a Bee Gees song originally. It was written by the Bee Gees and best known, definitely, the version performed by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. Here's Constantine's and Feist with their version of Islands in the Stream.
Sail away with Yo, Brian, Tim, calling from Hollywood. Hey, buddy. I might be a couple episodes behind here, but it's 11 o'clock, driving home, and listening to your cover Skype roundtable, and I'm really enjoying this, man. It's actually a lot of fun to listen to a group of people who are passionate about their cover tunes, and I don't know. I'm just really enjoying it. I like it. I like the it's very cool. That's it, man. I hope you're doing great. I'm still here, still listening, still loving the show. Sometimes I fall behind a little bit, but this is great. Hope you're doing well, man. Talk to you soon. Bye. Oh, and the Lakers kicked the Nuggets' ass tonight. All right. Later. Bye.
That is Tonight You Belong to Me by The Bird and the Bee from their 2008 EP called One Too Many Hearts. That was a suggestion from Chad from the ACA podcast, who went back and listened to my archives. And on the second or third episode, I did a celebrity cover show, and I played Steve Martin and, well, actually, no, I played a cover of the Steve, of what I thought was the Steve Martin and Bernadette Peters version of that song from The Jerk. I credited it as originally being Steve Martin and Bernadette Peters, because you hear that song and you immediately think of that scene in The Jerk where they're sitting on the beach and he's playing that song for on the ukulele. However, I was wrong. I was very, very wrong. That was originally by K-Star, David Lee, and Billy Rose way, way back, a lot earlier than Steve Martin and Bernadette Peters. And so in repentance for playing that or for misquoting the original version, Chad took me to task to play this new cover by The Bird and the Bee, which I really, really love. Such a sweet song. Such a sweet version there. Before that, you heard Islands in the Stream, originally by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. Well, they made it famous. The Bee Gees wrote it. That cover was done by Constantines with Feist, and it's available as a single overseas. I'm going to put some links in the show notes to where you can pick up a copy. But as of right now, it's not available on Amazon or iTunes or anything like that. So I will put a link in the show notes to where you can find a copy for your very own if you'd like to own that. Well, a few days ago, actually on the 17th of this month, we lost a talented keyboardist and organist, accordionist named Danny Federici. Now, Danny was a member of Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, as well as the band before that called Dr. Zoom and the Sonic Boom, as well as Gary U.S. Bonds. You remember the Gary U.S. Bonds from the 70s and 80s. Danny passed away on April 17th, 2008, and recommended by Tim from Nashville, a very appropriate song to play in honor of Danny Federici. It's a cover of Bob Dylan's Knockin' on Heaven's Door. Of course, a few other artists have had hit singles with that, Guns N' Roses, Eric Clapton, for example, but let's play Danny Federici's version right here. This comes from a 2005 album called Out of a Dream, and it's instrumental. Enjoy it. It's kind of laid back, very relaxed, and you can hear the organ playing of Daniel Paul Federici in the song. Here's Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Brian, it's Robert from New Jersey. I just finished the Hall & Oates cover story, and hearing their cover of I Can Dream About You from the movie Streets of Fire. You are the other person that saw that film. Congratulations. Actually, there's a neat little cover story within that film. There's a great song called Sorcerer that was written by Stevie Nicks. And actually, from the original soundtrack, you can hear her singing an uncredited backup on it. Stevie Nicks with Sheryl Crow covered herself, so to speak, on her 2001 album called Trouble in Shangri-La. It's actually a really cool, it's a really cool version of, sort of takes it to a different, takes the song to a different depth than it did when they did it for Streets of Fire back in the 80s. Hope all's well. Love the show. Take care.
I'm wild-eyed in my misery.
Stevie Nicks, getting a little help from Sheryl Crow for a cover of the song Sorcerer, which you'll find on her 2001 album Trouble in Shangri-La. Now, coming up with who you credit this to as the original version is a little bit tough because it was done for the movie Streets of Fire. Actually, it was written by Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham back in the early 70s, and then it was used for the movie Streets of Fire, which featured a group in the movie called The Attackers, but they were actually a real band called Face to Face, and the lead singer of that band was a woman named Lori Sargent. But for the movie, the director actually used a combination of Lori Sargent's voice and another woman named Holly Sherwood for the singing voice of the main character, the main female character in that movie. So you could credit it to The Attackers, you could credit it to Face to Face, or you could credit it to Stevie Nicks, any of the above. Before that, you heard Knockin' on... Oh, I'm sorry, that was a request by Robert from New Jersey. And then we start off the set with an idea from Tim from Nashville to play a cover by Danny Federici, who, like I mentioned, we lost on April 17th, 2008. That is Knockin' on Heaven's Door, originally by Bob Dylan. You'll find that Danny Federici version on his 2005 album called Out of a Dream. Well, I promised you a very special guest in the studio today for today's edition of Musically Challenged. It isn't Tina, and it isn't Tristan, but we're going the other direction from Tristan, and my dad is guest starring in the studio here for Musically Challenged. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Good.
I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you. Dad is visiting and staying with us for a few days and decided to put him on the show and put him on the spot for some Musically Challenged. So
you might regret it.
Well, we'll see about that. All right, let's go ahead and, you know what, we'll just jump into it unless there's something you want to say before we...
No, I think I've said it. I'm happy to be here. It's fun seeing you in the studio at work, and I'm looking forward to showing my ignorance as we move forward here.
All right. Let's get into this. This is Jean-Paul's Cafe, so a little bit of a New Orleans theme this time around.
Hey Brian and Tina, glad y'all could make it back to the cafe. We're feeling in a very New Orleans mood today, so I'll cook you up kind of a Crescent City sample. I've got four New Orleans bands covering unrelated songs, so I'm not looking for any connection between them. And even though all these bands are well known in New Orleans, none of them are listed on Secondhand Songs or Covers Project. And at least one of them isn't even on allmusic.com, so I'm not expecting you to know the artists performing the songs either. But original artists and song title is what I'm looking for. And now if you do know any one of the bands, well, I guess that means you just win the game. So sit back and enjoy a taste of my Indian Red, and I'll have your waitress out shortly.
I recognize that performer right there. I think it's Dr. John, isn't it?
Oh, it might be.
He's a hard person to sound like to imitate.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Abbott, and welcome back. Please enjoy the appetizers. Compliments of the chef.
Okay. It was right there at the end that I think I figured that one out.
Did you?
Yeah. The Be My Guest, and the line that you're about to hear is, "You've got nothing to lose." And that should help you with that one.
it does, but I'm not coming up with the name.
It's C-Cruise.
C-Cruise, yes.
Yep. And
right.
I think the original artist on that was Phil Phillips. It was something like that where it was...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Or am I thinking of Sea of Love? I might be thinking of Sea of Love. Sea Cruise was a different...
I think that was Sea Cruise.
Yeah, the song was Sea Cruise, but I can't remember. I'm thinking I might be getting confused on who the original artist was.
I'm remembering it off a record by Herman's Hermits or something like that.
Okay. So it might be even earlier than that. All right.
In the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now this one I know because I think I've played it on the show. Have you?
Yes. Any idea?
No, I didn't recognize it.
That was Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'll look forward to hearing that.
But I can't remember, like you said, I've played it on the show, but I can't remember who it was. But, all right. Any idea on that one?
No, I thought I recognized the bass line, but then I lost it.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where my knowledge of Led Zeppelin song titles, I think the original artist is Led Zeppelin, but I can't ever place their song titles because they're almost never lyrics in the song. I want to say The River. That's going to be my guess.
Know.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but it's a Led Zeppelin song. That I'm pretty sure about.
You know that one, I can tell. That one was familiar again.
It wasn't until the very end that it became familiar to me. And I saw the look of recognition in your eyes as well. But nothing?
Not a name, no.
I think it's Mr. Big Stuff is the song. Hmm. But again, I'm at a loss thinking of the girl group that had a hit with that. Wasn't the Chiffons. I'm going to say the Chiffons. Although I'm probably wrong about that. Okay, well, now we're getting to the answers, which all will be revealed.
This will be interesting.
Now the hoodoo king and the voodoo queen do a little party down in New Orleans.
Yeah, you're right. How was that? I'm guessing y'all could name three of the four songs and only got two artists. Let's see if you cleared your plates. First dish, we had Papa Grows Funk playing Sea Cruise. I'm guessing you said Del Shannon, maybe Johnny Rivers, but if you did, you'd be wrong. You gotta go way back to 1959, and that's Frankie Ford, the self-proclaimed New Orleans Dynamo. Now, according to his website, Mr. Ford still tours around the country and plays up to 200 days out of the year. He's still just a one-hit wonder. But man, can he sing. I don't like begging, but now I'm on bended knee.
I got to get to rock and get my hat off the rack. I got to boogie. Yeah, so we got the song, but...
Right, and we knew it was a pretty old song.
Yeah.
But older than either of us.
Next Dish may be my favorite of the bunch. That was a Hot 8 brass band doing Sexual Healing by the man, the master of soul himself, Marvin Gaye. That was a 1982 album called Midnight Love. Now, Brian, maybe you can clear something up. Apparently, Jimmy Riley released that song the very same year. I'm wondering just who was first.
Ooh, that's a good question. That I don't know. That's going to be interesting to find out. I wonder who wrote it.
How much did that rock? Now that was Bonorama blaring those horns on Zeppelin's Ocean. And before you ask, yes,
Ocean?
That was a trombone mic'd through a wah-wah pedal. Ooh, wait, here's the bridge.
Another one of those Zeppelin songs where I couldn't place the title, but at least I guessed right.
You recognized Kermit Ruffins with Rebirth Brass Band. This one may have been a little tricky. This was Gene Knight's 1971 hit Mr. Big Stuff. Now, Miss Galise, as was her birth name, was born in New Orleans, and just last year she was inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame.
Who do you think you are?
Well, there's your sample of Dish. I hope you enjoyed it. I did. Well, till we're serving again, take care, Ivets. Oh, also, my intro and outro clips are covers too, so extra super duper bonus points if you get those.
Oh.
Mr. Sinclair, I stole your format. Where you at, baby?
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, I was so busy listening to Dr. John that I didn't realize I should be listening to identify the cover.
Right.
Well, I'll have to go back and do that later on. Well, very good. Thank you for sending that in. That was a great, well-produced one. I love the ones that. Well, I love all of them. that was a lot of fun. Dad, what'd you think?
It was a challenge, but it was good fun.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I got to be part of it.
Glad to have you as part of it. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch with me for anything show-related or not, it's coverville@gmail.com is the email address. 206-222-COVER is the phone number, or you can go to the website at coverville.com, and there's a myriad of ways to get in touch with me there. The postings on the forums, the postings on the show notes, all of that is available to you. So make use of it. We'll be back on Tuesday with a Blues Brothers tribute. The anniversary, the 30th anniversary of the Blues Brothers movie is right around now. So we're going to do a tribute of covers by and of the Blues Brothers. And then Thursday's show is Billy Joel, his cover story. His birthday is May 9th, and so we're going to be doing a tribute to the piano man himself and doing some very un-piano man-like covers of his songs for Thursday's show. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.